The Three Brothers. Long, long ago, before humans roamed the earth, there lived three brothers.
Suna, god of light and energy.
Arrow, god of air and wind.
And Lawi, god of all water.
Together with the goddess's nature, they made Earth flourish with life. Now, all the brothers loved nature.
Beautiful as spring's first flower, with her long flowing brown hair, green kaleidoscope eyes.
Her unending kindness that brightens the day of any.
Her elegance, her whole appearance in general, really.
Plus, she made some pretty killer pancakes.
Boys, you know what would happen if I chose one of you? Two of you would become jealous of the other, making it impossible to get any work done on Earth. Even if not, the ecosystem would collapse if any of you were closer or further away from me. It's best we just stay friends.
The three immortal brothers did not understand. They just went along with what she said until one day Arrow came up with an idea.
When night comes and my siblings lie down to rest, I shall send a tornado to attack them while they sleep. Then I'll have nature all to myself. Ha 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 ha.
So Arrow crept in the darkness and created a tornado, which as planned he sent towards Suna and Lawi.
What the heck?
Lawi awoke to the sound of wind traveling at alarming speeds, whistling in his ears as it visually skimmed across his skin.
Violent wind? This must be works of Arrow. He is sabotaging us so he can have nature all to himself. Well, if that's how you want to play this game, then so will I.
A sinister smile formed across his face as Lawi sent a tsunami at his brother Arrow. But his aim was off.
Shoot! Suna, I'm sorry. That was meant to hit Arrow.
Oh, poor little Lawi. You messed with the wrong god. And I know what you and Arrow are trying to do. Getting rid of the others so that you'll be the only one left. So you can be with nature. Well, Suna's joining in too.
Suna sent lightning bolts toward his new enemies, which caused fire. The fighting and destruction continued throughout the night. Earth was in ruins. Surprisingly, nature was still sleeping in the midst of chaos. When Suna lay weak, there was no way for water to evaporate and floods warmed the earth and cold filled the air. When Lawi was on his last limbs, drought brought dread among Earth's living organisms, making barren wastelands. When Arrow could barely survive, there was no air for any creature or plant to inhale, causing death. Meanwhile, nature lay nearly dead, so life himself came to her aid to stop the destruction.
With the last bit of power I have given you, create an earthquake and end their bloodshed. Then confront them.
Nature did as told.
Just look at what you've done. You've practically destroyed Earth. You've nearly killed me. Why are you fighting anyway? If one of you were to perish, all of you would die. As would I. You selfish fools. They started it.
No, Arrow did. He tried to kill me in my sleep.
Well, you did too.
I'm sorry, Nature. It just all got into our heads. We only listened to our heart and not our brains. We were so stupid.
How will you ever forgive us? I'm sorry, my lady.
So am I. We let jealousy overtake us. It's not okay, but the past is in the past. Together, we must make sure that this never happens again.
We won't do it again. We promise.
More like we'll try and then probably fail.
The brothers kept their promise and did their best to never lose their temper like that again. But sometimes it happens, and they release their anger in a way we call a natural disaster.
And that's how natural disasters came to be. Yay!